Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
It happens right now. My oldest kid is 5 years old and he is in that stage where he doesn't want to, you know, take pictures. Yes. And appear in the picture, and he doesn't smiles enough, and like, come on, smile. But you don't have to force him, you know. No. If he doesn't want to smile, if he doesn't want to appear in the photo, it's okay. We have to respect when our kids say no.
100%.
More Than Mamis.
Hola amigos, welcome to a new episode of More Than Mamis.
Untold Stories. I'm Anto.
I'm Michi, and today we're talking about the case of Ruby Frankie.
The dark secret behind the screen. Who is Ruby Frankie, the parenting influencer jailed for child abuse? Yes. In a shocking turn of events, the famous American YouTuber Ruby Frankie, known for her motherhood advice channel A Passengers, has been sentenced to 4 consecutive prison terms for the child abuse of her own minor children.
Well, the news was shocking to her followers and to the public, revealing the dark side behind the screen. According to the CBS News reports, children were subjected to horrific abuses, including tying, beating, kicking, along with neglecting, interfering, and exploitation. This is really hard because, you know, on YouTube you will see this perfect family. Oh my God, she has 6 children. She will even give parenting advice, and you don't know what was happening behind the screen. But there were also hints that you can see in the videos of her being weird with
red
her
flags.
Children.
Very, talking about
a
red
lot
flags.
Of red flags.
You know, like talking about red flags that we talked like in our first episode about Gypsy and how like we as mom have to, you know, like evaluate and be careful about our environment. It's difficult to talk about this case because we both are influencers. We both are content creators, and we show our kids and our families frequently. And it's hard to see how in front of us there's a case, you know, like as an influencer who she wasn't like what she was, you know, on a screen.
Yes, I was looking at some of her old videos, and I think There was some things that were off. Like, she will threaten her children, like, oh, if you don't do your chores, you wouldn't have dinner. Things like that. You don't tell, like, you don't negotiate food with your kids, you know? Like, I tell my kids, please eat.
All the time.
Yeah. Like, I'm not, I don't see how she can do that. Or things, horrific things, like, she will, like, do this, things that if they will misbehave, she will put them to sleep in the bathroom.
Yes.
If they will be sick, they'll be like, okay, you're feeling bad, you have diarrhea, you're throwing up, okay, then just put a pillow in next to the toilet so you throw up easier. Like, I'm like, what is wrong with this woman, and what is wrong with the people who follows her? Because she has millions of followers.
That's the worst, you know, like case. Like, it's not like about her, it's about the people who were following her and loving her content, you know. Because I know that some of the neighbors and the people who was watching the video, they called the police, they called the social services, and the social services came to her home once and they didn't notice anything wrong.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe how this social worker system works, because we were talking about last episode about the social workers with Gypsy Rose didn't notice anything, and how you cannot notice that there's six children that are being treated like basically animals. They wouldn't even have water sometimes. She will like beat them up. She will kick them using boots. And also this, she had, you know, her partner, which was like her business partner in the YouTube channel, that she say that it was her fault because she will encourage this behavior. What do you think about that?
Nah, I think like they are all like both
they're sick guilty, in their mind.
Yes, sick. Yeah. And they, you know, they found each other in their craziness and they put the show together. So they are both guilty. Yes. But like she has six kids. The oldest is 20 and the youngest is 9. For me, like, it's impossible to believe, like, for so many years, because the oldest is 20 years. So
you know
20 years of like child abuse. Her family now.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mammies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
It's like talking about, like, they were afraid to talk about it just for the kids. Like, they didn't want to separate the family, but
yeah, but
this is not an excuse to talk about what it was happening inside her home.
Thank God, her 12-year-old one, he escaped and he ran into one of the neighbor's house, and he had signs of violence. He had like even duct tape, and he was days without eating. So thank God the neighbor saw him and he was able to escape, because it was something that if that didn't happen, it could be years and years. And it's hard also for me to understand the family situation, because does the dad doesn't notice this? Like, they don't have any family around. It is very hard for me to understand. Also, teachers, like, they wouldn't see, like, their kids are, like, you know, have bruises and stuff. Because I was telling you the other day that in our daycare, where we have our children, the teacher sometimes asks me, like, look, what happened in the house? I'm like, I didn't do anything. They're just savage kids. They beat them up each other. But it's good. Like, I understand, and I'm actually grateful.
They have the obligation. Yes. They must ask you, like, what is happening?
Yes.
Why, you know, he has, like, a bruise or something. Mm-hmm. And it's okay, you know, because sometimes you have to ask.
Yes,
you don't know what is happening in your house. But, like, for me, this little kid for like, 12-year-old kid was so brave to escape.
I know. Like, I just imagine the courage to you be like, okay, I'm gonna escape here, and I'm gonna save not just myself, I'm gonna save my family.
Yes.
So my siblings, and it is weird also, because there's some religious background in here that it was like her. I was looking at more about her philosophy,
okay,
about her motherhood method. And it was something like, you know, kids right now, they take everything for granted. They're not grateful enough. And she would be like, there was this clip to one of the younger scare. And she would say, like, okay, we're going to the movies. And the girl was like, okay. And she's like, no, you're supposed to be excited. We're going to the movies. And like, now you're not going, because you're being disgraceful.
Wow.
And and it's like, okay, they're just kids. And there's a viral video that I didn't know it was her, that my husband was showing me, that is this girl saying like, I'm just a baby. It went viral, and it was one of her kids, because she was like, she wanted to like record her in whatever situation, and the girl didn't want. The girl say like, no, I'm just a baby.
Oh, wow.
But no one knew that.
Well, she was shooting a video for the YouTube channel, and she didn't want to.
Exactly.
Like, her daughter didn't want to appear on the video.
Exactly, and that's something also that I have think, you know, because right now, I don't think we overexpose our kids. We share like some family moments, but our content is not based in our kids.
Yes.
But if there's a moment that my kids say, I don't want to be on camera anymore, I will respect it.
For sure. Like, it happens right now. My oldest kid is 5 years old, and he is in that stage where he doesn't want to, you know, take pictures and appear on the picture, and he doesn't smiles enough, and like, come on, smile. But you don't have to force him, you know.
No.
If he doesn't want to smile, if he doesn't want to appear in the photo, it's okay. So right now it's like, okay, you don't want to appear, okay, just go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and when you say no, like, it's okay, don't appear, he just like, you know,
okay,
he tried to be right next to the photo. So I think like we have to respect, like, as the content that we made like 1 week ago for the women empowerment, mm-hmm. and everything, like, it's like we have to respect when our kids say no.
100%.
Because
it's a form of abuse.
Yes. When we don't respect their no, like, we are abusing our children.
There's also a new law that is coming to Florida. I don't know if it has been approved yet. But it basically says that children under 16 are not allowed to be on social media. They're not allowed to have, like, their own accounts, which, like, I'm not against.
I know, but it's impossible to control it because, like, for TikTok, I have, some of my friends who their kids, they have TikTok, and you can lie if you put
they will consume it, but they
the wrong birthday date, and you lie, and
exactly,
you upload the content, and you know.
Yeah, it's hard to control.
Because in TikTok, you can create a TikTok account if you are 13 or older, and you see a lot of people like under 13 that an account.
All the Sephora kids now, all these girls that do skincare routines, and they're like 5 years old using retinol. Anyway, it's crazy. And with this case about Ruby Frank, I think we just need to be very mindful of who we give a voice.
Yes.
To me, it's very delicate to choose who you follow, and also who you follow advice, because I can like a content, but the thing is that people will follow, because she was like, I don't know what title she had about parenting, that people will follow her advice. So it's very delicate, you know, because you see right now on Instagram, on TikTok, all these parenting advisors, gentle parenting, crianza respetuosa in Spanish, and you know, there's never like a right answer, and you also need to be very careful with who you follow. If is this a psychologist, if this is a child psychologist, this person, like, who, like, from where, what found is she getting this information from?
Yes, it's true. Like, right now we have a lot of information about our children, and, you know, like, we know, like, that's the reason why our podcast, we have talked about our podcast in Spanish called More Than Mommies, when we talk about our experience as a mom. But we don't want to, like, give you an advice about how to be a mom, about how to raise your children. It's, like, about our experience being a mom and how, like, what it works for us as a mom.
Exactly.
You know? And you can follow it, or you know?
You can.
You cannot.
And if you say something that is weird, tell us. Because
we are normal people.
Exactly. We can make mistakes. And right now, I'm very grateful that the system worked. This happened in Utah, and this just happened recently. And they're convicted,
like,
to 30 years in prison.
Her son escaped on August 2023, so...
Yeah.
Almost a year ago, and she was sentenced this February 2024 for 30 years of prison.
Did child abuse a second degree felony?
Guilty.
To count three aggravated child abuse a second degree felony.
Guilty.
To count five aggravated child abuse a second degree felony.
Guilty.
And to count six aggravated child abuse a second degree felony.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. Like, the bad situation about all of this is what is going to happen with her kids.
I know. Who's going to, I mean, I guess the dad.
The dad, he's like asking for the, he were asking for the custody, but the situation is that he wasn't living with her inside her home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she threw her, him away 1 year ago. Like, before August 2023.
Okay, so they were separated.
But they were still married legally. Ooh. So there's
Well, he asked for divorce, I think.
Yes, he asked for divorce, but she didn't sign the divorce. So in that case, when you are together as a team, like, they cannot give you the custody because you are still with her.
I know.
Legally, so.
It's weird. Also for the kids, you know, the 20-year-old is an adult now. And I was looking at his social media, and I was here, one of the sisters who actually posed, like, finally. When they took, the police took his mom. And it's hard to think about them. Maybe what people think of them in school.
I have the
school.
Quote here.
What does it say?
An Instagram story.
Okay.
Me and my family are so glad justice is being served. We've been trying to tell the police and CPS for years about this, and I'm so glad they finally decided to step up. The kids are safe, but there's a long road ahead.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Well, and that was one of the...
The oldest daughter.
The oldest
Sherry.
Wow. It gives me chills because, I don't know, it's hard to believe that you can harm your kids, you know? And there was this video of her asking for, like, apologizing before getting her sentence to the kids. And she will cry and stuff. But, me thinking as a mom is like, is she really sorry? Or is she, you know, she has some mental issue? But, like, how can you, like, have, you know, your business partner, friend, whatever? Because she was, like... blaming her for all, because she was influenced by her. I'm like, come on, you're an adult.
Sí.
You cannot, like, tell, like,
see,
oh,
she were talking about manipulation. Like, I cannot manipulate you to, you know, do bad things with me. It's impossible.
No, it's impossible. Like, we understand the case of Gypsy, that her, like, you know, about the manipulation when she was a kid. But here is, come on, you're an adult. You have six children. It's hysterical.
Well, the YouTube channel was deleted for sure.
Of course. But there's some clips.
Eight passengers was called since 2015 till 2023. So almost 10 years of
When you
content.
See, the one thing
crazy.
One thing that I want to emphasize here is when you see a content that you don't think is right and involves children, report. I think it's very important that maybe a lot of people will see and it's like, wow, this woman is crazy. But I think it's very important if you see something, say something, like the phrases in the airport, you need to report it. It's very powerful. When YouTube or Instagram or TikTok see that some people are reporting a content, they will look into it. But not just one person, you know. So I think it's important to do that.
Yes.
And also, if it's in your area or something, you know, you can also, if it's something really disturbing, you can also contact police about it. Because police now works over virtual crimes. So, I mean, it was virtual and real life situation.
Yes, this was a real life situation.
So
but
it's
like,
important
yes,
to report things.
Like, what caught my attention here is, like, as you said, like, the teachers, the neighbors, their family, the husband,
friends.
The husband's family, the grandparents, the friends, like so many people.
And also
during
the family
15, 20
of
years.
The woman, of the other woman, didn't, I don't know.
There's
maybe.
So many people around and how, like, they prove, like, she was abusing her children just because the 12 years old escaped.
I know.
You know, like, just because of that, not because someone raised her voice.
It's sad. I think people were just thinking that, well, it's their family, we cannot do anything. And a lot of things right now on social media about you have to be gentle with your kids. But I think some people like it because they're like, you know, I was raised with, like, different. My mom will beat me up and I'm normal. Yes, you're super normal because that's why you need so much therapy. Yeah, that's really why you're, like, have anxiety all the time, right? You're super normal. So I think that was, like, probably older people were the ones watching that and they will think, oh, yes, because right now everyone calls us la generación de cristal, yes. That you know, we're fragile, and I think it's important to be fragile because I think we are the generation who's changing things, who are not, like, you know, who's not being silent, who wants justice.
We can show our emotions. Yes. Like, if you are a boy or a man, if you're a woman, you are allowed to feel.
Yes.
And sometimes I know for sure that my dad wasn't allowed to, you know, to feel, to show his emotion. And right now we have to raise our kids, our boys, because both have two boys, to show their emotions, to feel, to cry, to feel sadness, to feel happiness, and to, you know, and to be allowed to have the freedom.
Yes, feel. and also girls too, because, you know, she was being mean also to the girls. So it's important to, you know, I don't think about...
For me, there's a balance.
It's a balance, exactly.
Being like have the, like, give them the permission to feel and to, I don't know, have tantrums sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, have, like, as a mom, to understand, like, that they have to follow the rules. And there are punishment if they don't follow the rules.
Exactly, but not physical.
Not physical punishment.
And not, like... emotional, like psychology, because there's also, like, you know, she will use mean words to them, like, you know, that's also a kind of violence. So I think, you know, it's just, if it's hard, like my sister-in-law is taking some classes with, like, a psychologist and stuff about this, and she was telling me things that I'm like, dude, this is so hard, because a lot of times there's not a right answer. There's things like timeouts. A lot of people are agree with timeouts, a lot of people are not. So which one is the right one? You just need to you know, kind of like flow with it and see what works for your family, but be ethical. That's
well,
what it is.
And they both, Frankie and Hildebrand, like the partners in crime. They have both agreed to serve time in prison as a term of a plea deal. Is about 30 years. Do you think it's too much?
No.
Like 30 years in prison?
Like, look, if you are mistreating your children, you should be there forever. Like, but I'm not a judge. I cannot judge. But to me, I don't know. But they're old, so 30 years seems fair, you know? They're
it's
like
fair.
40, so they'll be like 70.
Yes. So their kids are going to grow up without, like, knowing her mom, like,
it's better.
Yeah,
it's better to draw without her. Seriously,
it's just crazy. But she played guilty, and she admitted
because there's, if you have the witness that is your own children, like, what are you gonna do? You know, they're obviously not lying.
Yes.
Anyway, this is just a call of attention. Be careful who you follow advice from, and we'll see. Next story in the next episode.
Yes, like, crazy story. Gypsy Rose, now
Ruby Frankie.
And yes, like, my advice is just be careful, like, about, like, what you see on TV, on social media, on YouTube channel. Don't believe in perfection. Like, we both have Instagram accounts, and we show what we want to show.
Yes.
But we don't show, like, for, like, personally, I don't show what is inside my house. You
yeah,
know,
like I don't like showing my kids. Yes. When my kids are crying.
Why,
when my kids,
like,
are
crying.
Bad.
Why, like, the way I raise my kids. Like, this is really private. So just be careful about what you see and what you, like, follow on Instagram.
100%. All right, well, we'll see you in the next More Than Mummies Untold Stories episode. We are on Spotify, YouTube. Give us your rating. 5 stars, please.
5 stars.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's More Than Mummies. You will see our Spanish episodes and these new capsules of true crime for moms. All right. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no-excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mummies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
La vida está llena de comienzos, día tras día. Y en este espacio aprenderemos a amar, abrazar y observar cada uno de esos inicios. Justamente ahí está la magia de la vida. Comenzar cuantas veces sea necesario por y para ti. Yo soy Isa Guzmán y quiero darte la bienvenida a un lugar donde de una vez comenzarás el lunes, en Comienzo el Lunes Podcast. Comienzo el Lunes está disponible en tu plataforma de podcast favorita.